What's going on, party people out there in the listening community? This your girl Yvette with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. Of course, I'm gonna try not to be before you long, but I got something just for the educators. We are starting a brand new school year, and in case you guys did not know, special education is my superpower. Yeah. Anyways, I love special ed, everything about it. I love teaching the babies. And although I am not in the classroom anymore, I still make an impact as an administrator in special education. And when I say I absolutely love it, I do, because I love looking out for the best interest of the babies. And I remember when I left the classroom, I used to think, who's going to look out for my babies? Who's going to make sure that they are being taken care of and they are not being forgotten? But in my current role, I literally can go to bat for a lot of my students, still just in a different capacity. So I love it. But I just wanted to say that, you know, although we are starting this new school year and I'm so very excited and I'm so glad that we still have teachers in this field, as we all know that there has been a mass exodus, because I know that teachers are tired and they feel overworked, and there's always something new. Every year there's something new. And for me, for a while, I felt like the powers to be took the fun out of education. But I was a hard-headed one and I did what I wanted to do, period. Because I was gonna make sure that not only did my babies learn, but we had a good time doing it. That's it. That's all. But as you get to know your students this year, you know, there's been so much going on around education and what you should teach and should not teach in your classrooms. But as you get to know your students and learn how they learn best, as you listen to them as they speak candidly and emotionally, as you're open to sharing a little bit and having that great dialogue with your kids to form those relationships and to build that trust, just know that you are pouring so much into these students that I need for you to also make sure you pour into yourself. This is going to be about you making sure you can show up and be the best you. Because we know that every district has its different challenges. So our students come to us every single day with their different challenges as well. And the challenges that an urban district may have versus a suburban district, they're going to be different. They're going to look different. And that's quite all right. But we have to be understanding and accepting of our babies. And we have to make sure that we're in that right frame of mind to be there for our babies. So it's okay for you as a teacher, if you're having a hard day, to say, listen, I just need a moment. Show them that you are real, you know, and be like, this has been a hard day for me. I got a lot going on. I just need a moment. So I need for y'all to come in here and just give me five. You know what I'm saying? They will respect you for that. I mean, I know I've had to do it because, you know, as your day goes along, you don't know what's going to happen. And sometimes something, you'll get a message, you'll get a text, you look at it on your planning, or you look at it during lunch, and your whole rest of the day has been altered. it's okay to say, look, I'm having a really rough moment at this time. I need for you guys to just to bear with me. Because when they see that you are human, that you have emotions, that you have feelings, they see you in a different light. You know what I'm saying? And then they're like, wow, they really start to have those caring feelings for their teacher. And they see that, you know what, maybe I can come to my teacher and talk to my teacher. You know, be open. I don't know. Education is hard. But I'm so glad that we still have some educators in the business, you know? I want you to take the time out to do those interest surveys, to find out about your students, teach to their strengths, encourage them, separate the behavior from the student, reteach, and look at the data, make whatever changes that you need to make to ensure that this is a successful year, not only for you, but for your students as well. When a student needs to come and talk to you, be there. Allow them to speak candidly. Allow them to be open. Allow them to be honest. And I know that there's only so much that you can really do and say to your class, and that you can allow for your students to say in your class and to you. So please, 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 when you're having conversations with your students, just be mindful of what you can and cannot say to them, or the kind of conversations that you may have with them. But I think the most important thing here, and what I want you guys to know and to take away, is the fact that everybody is different. Everyone learns different. And that's okay. Just understand your students' struggles and their hardships, or be willing to understand it. In that, if they have to learn with each other and everyone's background, they should also learn about each other, so that way they can bring each other up. This has been your girl, Yvette. Have the most wonderful year and continue to make a difference in your students' lives. Stay safe and stay healthy, and as always, activate your faith.